I know I'm not the only one, but every time I hear Old Dominion snapback, don't you always think of the Cubs song?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. All right, but you know what? I think the ultimate first date would be Saturday night, going to Wrigley Field to check out Luke and Sam. Now, fellas, the girl you're with may not be thinking about you at all during the date because Luke Bryan and Sam Hunt are up on stage, but hey, it may turn out to be an amazing first date. 8:15 if you need tickets. We got you right here with Styles and Roman in US 99.
But not every first date is amazing because there are like first date turnoffs, right? So I'm the single one on the show. I'm the one that goes on dates, right? So my sister and mother are convinced that my Michael Jackson Velcro wallet is a turnoff on our first date. So, like, we have a great date. We're going to, like, there's a really cool spot in the West Loop called ABBA. I was there over the weekend.
Oh, I'm going there Friday.
It's so good. It's so amazing. It's very fancy. It's very, very cool. And a great dinner, conversation, everything. I pull out the Velcro Michael Jackson wallet to pay, and my mother and sister are convinced that that is a turnoff for a girl.
You know what? I kind of agree with them. Because, you know, I mean, you're a little bit older now. I mean, you're a little, supposed to be a little bit mature. You can love Michael Jackson, but you don't need the Velcro. Like, right when you go to pay, you hear...
Right, so
and there's actually, Michael Jackson.
You can, and this is not a joke. You can go to our Styles and Roman Instagram page. There's a poll up there. Like, do you think it's a first date turnoff? The fact that I have this Michael Jackson Velcro wallet that I've had ever since I was a little boy. I mean, it's authentic. It is legit.
It would be even better is when you rip open the Velcro if it goes when you open it up.
That'd be really cool. But anyways, first date turnoffs, they do happen. Maybe that's why I'm still single. I don't know. 312-946-4995. Good morning, Carrie from Glen Ellen. What is your dating turnoff?
It's a lot of what they do after the date. There's one time I went out with a guy back in college, and it didn't go well during the date. You know, it just wasn't my thing. Mm-hmm. But then after the date, he started posting all over social media, like, about me, and, like, how you want to take me out all these times. I'm not talking about, like, a couple posts. I'm talking, like, 20 or 30 posts. And we went to a small college, and so, like, everybody knew. Yeah, that's how I became known as Coffee Date Girl on social media.
You were Coffee Date Girl? I know! I heard about you!
Yeah!
Hold on, I'm gonna Google you right now. Coffee
Date... Go for it.
Oh, you're really pretty!
Wow, yeah. There's a pic of you! Cool. Check it out!
Join the conversation. Call Styles and Roman at 312-946-4995. US 99.
Chicago's hottest country, US 99. It's 8:03. That means we're getting closer and closer. Yes, 12 minutes away before we're going to give you a pair of tickets. Luke and Sam are going to be here on Saturday. Then, if you're that winner, we want to qualify you for pit passes. You ever sat in the pit? Oh, at Wrigley Field, it's amazing down there, man. It's great.
All right, so that's 8:15. So I am single. Good morning, it's Styles and Roman. I'm Roman. And my mom and my sister are convinced that part of the reason I'm single is because when I'm on dates, I have an old school Michael Jackson Velcro wallet. Now, if you've never seen it, I'm not making this up. It's on our Styles and Roman Instagram, and the story's there. There's a poll right now of if you think that that's a first date turnoff for a girl, you know? And I mean, I don't think so, but...
I'm going to go there and vote and say yes, because... You're a little bit more mature now. You have responsibilities. You can have a Michael Jackson wallet, but the Velcro aspect of it all?
Hey, it's very closer childish than you think. 55% think yes, it is a turnoff. 45% though say no, it's not a turnoff. So again,
I got to go cast my vote right now.
All right, so 312-946-4995. Rebecca, good morning. What can we do for you?
Okay, well, first things first, your Velcro wallet is probably worse than Velcro shoes.
Yeah.
So we're going to have to get rid of that for you.
Hey, we should do something like Facebook Live tomorrow morning. We'll burn the Michael Jackson Velcro wallet.
Never.
You have to. You have to. Got to go.
All right. So anyways, enough about me. Let's talk about you, okay?
I guess first date turnoffs is like, for me, is when a guy like asks too much about like what you want in like the future. You know, like it's a first date. You should not be asking me like how many kids I want and like when I want to get married and all this good stuff, you know. I don't even know your favorite color. You should not be asking me when I want to get married.
Hey, Rebecca, after we have four kids and you're driving around in a Chevy Cruze, what suburb do you want to move to?
Right, right.
But everyone wants to know, what is your favorite color?
My favorite color is green.
You know, I really didn't want to know. I really didn't care. I apologize.
Oh, that's rude.
So turnoffs on a first date. Good morning. It's US 99 and Styles and Roman. And yeah, I mean, I'm the married one. I don't got to worry about going on dates anymore. But you are the single one. And yeah, every time we're even out and about somewhere, when you pull out that Michael Jackson Velcro, I think that's the key word. Every time when you pull it out.
It's a great conversation starter. People love it. But my mom and sister are convinced that's why I'm still single, that it's a turnoff on a first date. And the poll on our Styles and Roman Instagram, on our stories, it just took a turn for the worse.
Yeah, told you, man.
62% of the people that have voted said yes, it's a turnoff. But I'm wondering if they misunderstood the question.
How do you just understand the question?
I don't know. 312-946.
Get rid of it. Someone buy him a new wallet.
99.5. Good morning, Brandon from Naperville. Help me out here, buddy.
Oh, man, I tell you, I met a girlfriend there and went to her house. She had a whole room decorated in Michael. She has, I mean, everything. The vintage record player, the shower curtain, even our best is Michael Jackson.
That sounds like a girl I can really get along with. Now, you said your girlfriend or somebody you know?
No, it's my wife now.
Oh, man. Does she have a sister?
Yes, three.
All right.
So you got three to choose from.
Well, she's retired even chief of police, and she even went through all of his background police records and everything. I mean, she knows everything about him.
Does she walk around with one glove on, too?
She has that, too, let me tell you.
You got a good one, buddy. You got a good one.
I tell you, I wouldn't trade it for nothing in the world. So I wouldn't worry about your Michael Jackson wallet.
It's 8:26 at Chicago's hottest country, US 99. Good morning, it's Styles and Roman, and it's not going to get that warm today. It's only going to get up to about 73 degrees, but a lot of us may be going on a first date over the weekend. It's a long extended holiday weekend, but there's always like that turnoff right on that first date that always gets to people, and they're like, oh, I'm never hanging out with this person again.
Yeah, I mean, first dates, a lot of them happen and they never get to a second date. It's always a reason why. And my mother and sister are convinced that my reason I'm still single, that maybe some first dates don't work out, is because I have a Michael Jackson Velcro wallet that I've had forever.
Yeah, I mean, so, if you take someone out to dinner or buy them a drink or something, you got to pull out that wallet all the time.
It's always a really good conversation starter at the bars, but maybe like at a real nice restaurant, maybe it doesn't fit in. It's up on our Instagram at Styles and Roman. The story's there. We put a poll up. And, all right, the people have spoken. 58% of them say it is a dating turnoff. But I'm sticking with the 42% that say, no, that's awesome.
No, nope, so we always do it at 5:30 in the morning. We Facebook it up live. So tomorrow morning, we are burning the Michael Jackson wallet. We'll pretend like it's like a Pepsi commercial with Michael Jackson.
Not,
we'll just burn it.
That's not even nice. It was his 60th birthday yesterday. Respect the man. Anyways.
Happy birthday.
One last time. Good morning, Meg. Tell us your story.
Oh, you know, when I was younger, I went on a date with this guy that my sister fixed me up with or something like that. And we didn't even get like a block away from the house. And he's like, hey, look in my glove compartment. And I pulled out these pictures and he was like in these bodybuilding poses in his underwear. And I'm like, what is this? And he's like, those are my bodybuilding pictures. And I was like, turn around and take me home now.
This guy is amazing.
I was like, oh my gosh, just take me home. He's like, really? I'm like, take me home. Take me home.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say he's still single today.
Oh, I have no clue and I don't want to know.
Deanna from Cortland, good morning. Tell us your story.
I mean, I guess I never realized it before because now I'm married to him. But whenever my husband and I, when we were dating, would take me out to eat, I would never realize how loud of a chewer he is. So now I'm coming to that like realization of how annoying it is to hear him eat.
And there's nothing you can do about it now. You said I do.
Oh, yeah, I'm committed.
Like, what is your next move? Do you record him while he's eating? How are you going to get him to stop this?
I don't know. I told him, like, you chew really loud and it's kind of annoying. He's like, well, you're no better. You scrape your teeth on the fork. And I'm like,
Yeah, you are a tooth scraper.
Yeah. I'm like, well, that's different. It's not like I'm loud when eating.
You two are perfect for each other.
I guess so.
Chicago's hottest country, US 99.